Vamos ensinar isto aí.
Handling the Rishonim Shaila is Mevur in the Gemara that Leman the Omar Zike Keknuso Mevur in the Gemara Leman the Omar Zike Keknuso. If you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Velevi, and Reuven dies, and then Shimon dies, Levi doesn't have to do Yibum, Saita Eishes Reuven and Saita Eishes Shimon. It's enough that he's Meyabim, only one. That's it, Aloche. That we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven dies, and Shimon dies. So, Leman Da'omar Ziki Kiknuso, we look at Eishes Reuven, Kiilu she's married already to Shimon. So now we have Shtei Avomes, Aboyes Mibai Sechod, Kiilu both of them are considered the wife of Shimon. And now when Shimon dies, so b'meile Levi has to do Yibum to one of the two. He doesn't have to do Yibum to both. That's the Gemara. And the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why when Reuven dies, so two brothers are left, Shimon and Levi. Shimon could do Yibum and Levi could do Yibum. I Ziki Keknusa. You're right, if Shimon does Yibum and Ziki Keknusa to Shimon, if Levi does Yibum and Ziki Keknusa to Levi, how Levi could do Yibum? She's married to Shimon. But then if Levi does Yibum, so Mizbar Lemafreya, that the Ziki Keknusa is to Levi. And if Shimon does Yibum, is Mizbar Lemafreya, that the Ziki Keknusa is to Shimon. So Fregen the Rishonim, so why, when you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies and Shimon dies, you tell Levi, you don't have to take both wives. You tell Levi, if you want, you could take Eishes Reuven. If you want, you could take Eishes Shimon. And with one Yibum, you yoytze both Yibumim. And the Shaila is why? If Shimon doesn't die, so when Levi does Yibum, he took Eishes Reuven. If Shimon does Yibum, he took Eishes Reuven. So now in the second case, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died and Shimon died. Reuven, Levi comes and he takes Eishes Reuven. So Eishes Reuven he took, because Mizbar Lemafreya, that she was his wife. Now Eishes Shimon needs Yibum. So he has to do Yibum, side to Eishes Reuven, and side to Eishes Shimon. So how it could be that when Shimon is alive, Levi could come and do Yibum, and the Ziki Keknusa to Shimon doesn't disturb Levi. Forget. Levi says, I'm the one that is taking over. Shimon is out. If Shimon wants, Shimon takes over. And if Shimon is dead, so the Aloha is named. Now Reuven, if I take Eishes Reuven, she's already married to Shimon. So if I do Yibum to Eishes Reuven, I was Yoitz already Yibum to Eishes Shimon, and I don't need to take Shimon's wife. This is the Rishonim's Kasha. And for the Rishonim HaYesoid, and for the Rishonim HaYesoid, and so for the Rishonim HaZeid. When Shimon is alive, and his Levi, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon could do Yibum, and Levi could do Yibum. I is a Ziki Keknusa to Shimon, but if Levi does Yibum, Levi is Mafkia the Ziki Keknusa to Shimon, and she's only to Levi. And if Shimon does Yibum, oh, but if Shimon is dead, so Reuven died, and Shimon died, Levi cannot take away the Ziki Keknusa from Shimon, so b'meile Eishes Reuven is now Ziki Keknusa to Shimon. So when Levi does Yibum to Eishes Reuven, he kielu married Eishes Shimon. If Shimon is alive, so when Levi does Yibum, he says, forget about Shimon. I'm doing Yibum as Reuven. And I'm forgetting about the Ziki Keknusa to Shimon. But if Shimon is dead, then you can't skip Shimon. You can't take away the Ziki Keknusa from Shimon. So Eishes Reuven stays Ziki Keknusa to Shimon. So when Levi comes to the Yibum, if he takes Eishes Reuven, kielu he took Eishes Shimon. Zogin the Rishonim, what is the pshat? One brother dies, she's Ziki Keknusa to Shimon and to Levi. Levi comes and says, I have a right to do Yibum. Forget about Shimon. I take Eishes Reuven myself. Shimon wants, he takes himself. And if Shimon is dead, then Levi says, no, we tell Levi, you can't take Eishes Reuven as Reuven. She's already Keknusa to Shimon. You have to go through Shimon. Man, if you took Eishes Reuven, you don't need to marry Eishes Shimon because you already married Eishes Shimon. Because she was Keknusa to Shimon. What is the Havana? You have already a wife of Shimon. Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon. So, Mamele, you can marry Eishes Reuven to say, I made Yibum to Eishes Reuven, I took Eishes Reuven, now I need to take Eishes Shimon. If you take Eishes Reuven, it's Kilu Eishes Shimon. So, in different words, is that Mechaim, when Shimon is living, when Levi does Yibum, we say that the Yibum from Reuven, Eishes Reuven, Levi is Miyabim Alein, and he's Mafkir the Zikik Nisaf and Shimon. But if Shimon is dead, you cannot be Mafkir Zikik Nusaf and Shimon. And the Shaila, what is the difference? So it's two Nuschos. Both of them are Shver. The Nusach with the Rishonim bring down the Loshon HaRamban. Im Kodam Vezocho Babifnei Ochi, when Shimon is living. And Levi does Yibum. Poka lezike me'oysom sheloirotzu leyabem. Poka zike me'oysom sheloirotzu leyabem. Poka zike. Kilo, Levi comes over and he tells Shimon, why you are not taking over? I'm taking over. So while Levi takes over and Shimon is not taking over, poka lezike. So mechayef on Shimon, when Levi does Yibum, while Levi does it and Shimon is not doing it, so kilu Shimon is mevater on his chus. Aval meis echod mehem, kevon she'ilu ha'yachai shemo yom yabem, roi meis ha'kilu konzo. Nish klo, what is the abona? But as I say, that if Mechayov, Reuven does Yibum, and Shimon is not doing Yibum, so b'meil ha'pokal ha'zike mishimen. The Loshon Rashbo is also al derech them. Shloimer, the dafke kaim et arvayu, umiyabem chad, mafkele midezike deidoch, dokoi ache veloy meyabem, dokoi ache veloy meyabem. Then when Reuven dies and Shimon and Levi are around, so Levi comes to the Yibum and Shimon is not doing Yibum, so Shimon is mevater on the zike keknuso. So maybe Levi is taking Eishes Reuven. But when Shimon is dead, we can't say koi veloy meyabem. So the zike keknuso stays to Shimon. But maybe you can't say Levi will do Yibum as Eishes Reuven glad. He can't, because when Shimon is living, so when Levi does Yibum and Shimon doesn't do Yibum, so the not doing Yibum of Shimon is mafkia the zike keknuso to Shimon. So Levi did Yibum to Eishes Reuven. But if Shimon is dead, we say ilo yechai hoyo meyabem. So you can't take away the Zikik Kiknuso. So Eishes Reuven is Zokuk to Shimon. So when Levi does Yibum, he's taking Eishes Shimon. So he doesn't need to take the second wife of Shimon. Yeah, the Nusach is false Shver. And if he didn't ask his brother, but the Koi Veloy Meyabim, the Koi Veloy Meyabim, but he asked him. He asked him permission. He didn't ask him permission. The Koi Veloy Meyabim. No, I won't. It's koi veloy meyabem. What's the pshat? The koi veloy meyabem. But as I said, as a nusach, kilu, he meichel on the zikik keknuso. But that's the avonet. This is one nusach. The lomdim, Reb Nochum, in the end, in the end of your test, Reb Nochum says a line, maybe a shtick of lomdis, Reb Nochum says, the pshat is as a. Be'etzem, every brother needs to do yibum. It's a very shver azach, how zikik keknuso works. The Teretz is Shlichusayu. This is what we learned in the Sugya of Yudalek. One does it, Shlichusayu. We don't know exactly what means Shlichusayu. But they state in the Gemara that one does it for all of them. And within Shlichusayu, Kilo, all of them did it. Shlichusayu. So this is the way Yibam works. So but what happens Shlichusayu? So I'm representing everyone. So mainly everything comes over to me. But in the beginning, it's divided to everyone. Zikir Keknusa. Everyone has a piece. Lemaisa, only one could do Yibum. One does for everyone. Don't say Shlichusayu. One represents everyone, and one does for everyone. This is the way it works. One of them does the Yibum, and he's doing it for everyone. And Bemele, he's mighty everyone. But if Yenem is dead, you can't do Shlichusayu for him. So he's left, he's stuck in the middle. When he's living, so we did Shlichusayu, my Yibum is instead of him. So Kilo, I get everything what he has, and I'm doing the Yibum, and I have the Kiknusa, and he's left with nothing. It cleans out to me. Shlichasayu, I'm doing it for him. Well, how it works? It works. Masha'engen, when he's dead, you can't do Shlichasayu for him. Savai, when he's dead, you can't do Shlichasayu for him. So, Mele, if you can't do Shlichasayu for him, so you're not doing it for him. Mele, if you're not doing it for him, then Mele, his Ziki Kiknusa stays. What? Okay, he doesn't. What? So the Rishayim said Mishnah says that it stays. What a Shvel. What a Shvel. He's not around. Rishayim doesn't have a problem with that. We want to know why Mechayim, you could mafkia and le'achar misanat. We have to try to find a svore. Why Mechayim is better le'achar misa? The Rishayim is of the Rishayim because koi veloi meyabe. Kuvim balabatish asa, he's moichal an eschus. We'll see later, it's a Rishayim in some Rishayim. While he's moichal an eschus, he loses his ziki kiknusa. Mashengen, the one that is dead, doesn't lose his ziki kiknusa. Say that. The more lomish and nusach is when he's living and I'm doing it. When I do shlichusayu, I can get all of the koiches. So I get his kiknuso. I get everything to me, and I'm doing it for everyone. I mean, everything stays by me. But if I can't do it for the dead person, so his piece stuck stays by him. No one can help him. I mean, it stays as ziki kiknuso to him. Now, I want to, let me gain the shlovim of the sugi. This chelik is vice toisazay. The Rishonim in the Rashba calls it Svoret Chuko. Mi Omar ze la Gemore. Kshu chai koi lo yechod. Kshu meis koi lo yeshivo. And the Rashba brings a raya. Maybe later we'll understand what is the raya from the Rashba. Who told the Gemore such a Svore? The Rashba calls it as Svoret Chuko. And Avad el Maskonet that we don't have Ziki Kiknus. Maybe we don't have to say this kind of Svores. Aber azay di Gemore gilonet al libet Rav Oishi. Asido azah Svore. And we're trying now to go Shlav Beis. I'll be masked. Then, Shlav Aleph, the Hershta Chelik of the Svora is that we giboit, that when Reuven dies and Shimon and Levi are around, Levi could do Yibum, even though the Zikr Kiknusa to Shimon. Because Levi says, I'm the one, Shimon is not the one. Shimon does Yibum, Shimon is the one, Levi is not the one. But if Shimon, Reuven dies and then Shimon dies, it's Mevur in the Rishonim, you can't take away the Zikr Kiknusa from Shimon. The Mele, when you Levi does Yibum Teishas Reuven, she's Eisa Shimon. She's Eisa Shimon. Ziki Kiknusa. So while she's Eisa Shimon, she's Ziki Kiknusa. So Mele, he can marry. He marries Eisa Reuven. He's Yaitse the Yibum for Shimon. Because she's Ziki Kiknusa to Shimon. What? It's not Besa, but you can't take away the Ziki Kiknusa from Shimon. We'll get to that. So that is clear in the Rishonim in this chelik. Now, when Shimon is alive, I could take away the Ziki Kiknusa. When Shimon is not alive, I can't take away. This is Shlava. Kumun Rabbi Seinu, Achroinim, and this is better to learn the Rishonim good. Fragin everyone, and this is better the Shaila that you're asking. Fragin the Rishonim Azay, Achroinim. The Rishonim only answered halfway. They asked the Kashe, why when Levi does Yibum to Eishes Reuven, he's Yoitza al Shimon? When Levi does Yibum al Eishes Reuven, is Nizbar le Mafrea that she was never Knusa to Shimon? As Levi, when he's living, he's allowed to do Yibum. And he throws away Shimon. So now when Shimon is dead, when Levi does Yibum, so why the Yibum of Levi is not Bani Koyach Reuven? And the Teretz says, you can't take away the Ziki Knusa from Shimon. While he's dead, it doesn't leave. It doesn't leave Shimon. We could hear, it doesn't leave Shimon. The Ziki Kiknusa stays stuck by Shimon. You can't take away Shimon. But, let me gain value. Reuven dies and Shimon dies. Now Levi comes to do Yibum. He will take Eisha Shimon. He doesn't take Eisha Reuven. He takes Eisha Shimon to do Yibum. So we tell him, if you took Eisha Shimon, you Yaitze. Why? Al Shimon, you took Shimon's wife. And Al Reuven's wife, she's already by Shimon. She's Zike Keknusa by Shimon. So why she's Zike Keknusa by Shimon? So you Yaitze, the Yibum from Eisha Reuven. Now, Be'etzim, you have two brothers. You lost two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. So if you do Yibum to Eisha Shimon, so why you don't have to do Yibum to Eisha Reuven? Because she's Knusa by Shimon. So Keilu Shimon did already Yibum. So if Shimon did Yibum already to Eishes Reuven and he dies, you don't have to marry both of his wives. You only marry one wife. So here's Ziki Kiknusa, Reuven is Kilu Konus by Shimon. You mean it's enough to marry Shimon's wife. The Shaila is, you're right. It's a Ziki Kiknusa to Shimon. But it's also a Ziki Kiknusa to Levi. And Reuben dies, his issue is zakuk to Yibum from both brothers, Shimon and Levi. And she's knusa to both. So when he's living, we said if Levi will do Yibum, it was only to him. And he mafkia Shimon. While Shimon is dead, you can't be mafkia Shimon. So the zikik knusa to Shimon stays zikik knusa to Shimon. But there is also a zikik klapi Reuben. Reuben klapi Levi. Reuben is dead, and you need to do Yibum to his wife. Shimon didn't do Yibum yet. You're right. You can't take away the Zikik Iknusa, the part that it's attached to Shimon. Normally when Levi is living and Shimon is living, if Levi does Yibum, Kilu, she never fell to Shimon. Levi did Yibum. Now you can't take away Shimon's Chelik. Aber is another Chelik. The Eishes Reuven is Zakuk to Shimon and Levi. So when Levi marries now Eishes Shimon, you're right. Aber Eishes Reuven, she's half hanging by Shimon. But she's half hanging by Reuven. By Levi. The Eishes Reuven needs a Yibum by Levi. So how it's enough to do Yibum to Eishes Shimon? How you do Yibum to Eishes Shimon? And he said, I did Shimon, I'm Yoytze Reuven. How am Yoytze Reuven? Because Reuven was Konus by Shimon. But he was not only Konus by Shimon, he was also Konus to Levi. Why Shimon became better? You can't take away from Shimon what he had. But Levi also has a Zikik Knusa. She's not only Eisha Shimon, she's also Eisha Shimon, and she's also Eisha Reuven. Well, I mean, we'll get it. This is one kasha. We'll ask the kasha in the second nusach. What is the kasha in the second nusach? The kasha in the second nusach is, okay, he will not take Eisha Shimon. He's trying to take now Eisha Reuven. So we tell him, if you take Eisha Reuven, you are Yoytze both. Why? Because Eishes Reuven you took, and she's also married to Shimon already. Right? She ki'ilu knusa by Shimon. She's ki'ilu knusa by Shimon. So Eishes Reuven is ki'ilu knusa by Shimon. So if I take Eishes Reuven, it's enough. I don't need to take the second wife of Shimon. Because Eishes Reuven is konus by Shimon. You're right that she's ki'knusa by Shimon. You're right that she's ki'knusa by Shimon. But she's not completely by Shimon. She's also by Levi. So she's Eishes Shtei Meisim. I have a Zikir al Levi al Reuven, and she's also Konus by Shimon. Now when I take Shimon's wife, so I'm Yoytze al Shimon. So she's Eishes Shtei Meisim. So nochamo. The kasha is, the Rishonim only had a problem. If you take Eishes Reuven, lemafreah she was bichlal not Eishes Shimon. So take Eishes Reuven and then marry Eishes Shimon. Because lemafreah, this is the klal of Zikir Kiknuso. They answered, here lemafreah, you can be mafkiah Shimon. Said, I can't be mafkir Shimon. Oh, there is also a zikik knusa to Levi. So, mimanavshach. If I will take Eishes Levi, I will start from Levi, and Eishes Reuven. So, Eishes Reuven is knusa by Shimon. But for me, she's also knusa by me. So, this lady is Eishes Shtei Meisim. So, how you could tell me that I could marry Eishes Reuven? And Yoytze, how I could marry Eishes Reuven? She's also zokuk machmas Reuven to me, and she's also zokuk machmas Shimon to me. This is Eishes Shtei Meisim. And if I will take Eishes Shimon, the second wife, no, so why I'm not doing Yibum to this one? She's already Konus by Shimon. She's also Konus by Shimon. But she's also Zokuk to be Machmas Reuven. So she needs a Chalitza. So the Rishonim only answered halfway. The Rishonim answered, why when Reuven, Levi does Yibum to Eishes Reuven, Shimon is Bichlal not Nifka and Gansen and is no Muziki Keknusa? The answer is Shimon can't disappear. Other Levi also has a Ziki Keknusa. And Levi also can't disappear. So if he takes Eishes Reuven, he's doing Yibum as Eishes Reuven, also as Eishes Shimon. So he can marry Eishes Reuven as Eishes Shtei Meisim, and if he marries Eishes Shimon, he's not Yoytze as Eishes Reuven. This is the problem. The Rishonim only gave a half a plan, and even didn't speak out the rest. They asked, let Levi to do Yibum and Mafkia Shimon, you can't be Mafkia Shimon. Koilu Shiva. Shimon, you can't be Mafkia. Pseida. So she's also Knusa by Shimon, but she's not only Shimon's wife. So what is Mevuah? We said yesterday, is Mevuah in the Rishonim? That is a Ziki Kiknusa to Shimon, and in this case, she's Ois Zokuk to Levi at all. The Hainu, the Rishonim and Mechadash two Chalokim. Normally in two brothers, a Ziki Kiknusa to both, and if Levi would do Yibum, she was never to Shimon. Here, the Rishonim answer, you cannot be Mafkiah Shimon, and after the Rishonim answer that you cannot be Mafkiah Shimon, now she's only Ziki Kiknusa to Shimon, and Levi to Reuven doesn't have no shaykhs. Why will we explain? But that's his first, the second shlach. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, let Levi to mafkia Shimon, and b'meila, when he marries Eishes Reuven, it's only Eishes Reuven, and later he will have to do Yibum to Eishes Shimon. The Torah says he can be mafkia Shimon. Even if he marries Eishes Reuven, she stays Zikir Kiknusa to Shimon. Second Shlav is Mevuir in the Rishonim, that she's only Eishes Shimon, and she's not Eishes Reuven at all anymore. And b'meila, now we look at it like Shimon dies, and he has two wives, so Levi does Yibum to one. And the Shaila is, why? What happened to the Zikah? You write that the Zikah of Shimon can disappear, but it was a Zikah from Reuven to Levi. What happened to that Zikah? That if I marry Shimon's second wife, that Zikah doesn't exist. Or if I marry the Reuven's wife, we say I marry Shimon's wife. What happened to the Zikah? And at this Be'etzem, we found three Mehalchim, that every one of them Be'etzem is a Avon and Bifnei Atzmei. We'll try to miyasa them. The first Mehalch is Be'etzem the Ritva. The Ritva asks this question. Be'etzem, I say the Chazanish learned Pshat in the Ritva. That the Ritva was bothered with this question. After he was masked, first the Ritva was not so close to be masked with the Rishonim, that the Misa you can't be Mafkia, he brings down back and forth, and then he says, Azei Mashma in the Rashba, that in Misa you're not Mafkia the Zikr. After Shimon dies, you can't take away the Zikr from Shimon. Aber so what? Aber is also Zikr from Reuben. Zog the Ritva, Einach Enami. I say the Chazanish in Pshat, and I say the Osameach in Kuntra Zike, and the Imre Moshe in Cheshei, all of them learn the Das HaRitvo Einech Enami. This din that we said is not Emes. If Reuven dies, and Shimon dies, Leman the Omar Yezike Vezike Kiknusa, it's not enough to marry one of them. Because Eishes Shimon, Eishes Reuven is Skuka to Shimon, but she's also Skuka to Reuven. So you have to do Chalitza, but you can't, you have to do Chalitza to both. Eishes Reuven needs Chalitza as Eishes Reuven, and Eishes Shimon needs Chalitza as Eishes Shimon. You're right, you can't do Yibum to Eishes Reuven, because she's also Knusa to Shimon. Oh, but she's not only Shimon's. I is in the Gemara Mevuer Nishtazei. As Mefurish in the Gemara Nishtazei. And the Gemara stayed close, that the last line in the Gemara, Vehavishtei Yevomes HaBoyis Mibayis Echod, that it's enough to marry only one of them. We say Zike Ki Knusa, that it's only Shimon's. Zog the Ritva, the Gemara is because it's given by Amayma. But it's given a maima. So what if it was a maima? So the maima, what was the case? Reuven died and Shimon made a maima. While Shimon made a maima, so she became Eishes Shimon and not Eishes Reuven. The maima now, Eishes Reuven is the wife of Shimon. And while she's the wife of Shimon, so the maima, if Shimon dies, it's enough to do even to one of them. Aye, maimar ain't a koine. First the Gemara has a suffix if maimar is koine. And Zog the Chazanish, Maimer is the Rabbana. We're speaking in the Reises. In the Rabbana, in the Reises, nothing happened. So what is the Shaykhis Maimer? Rabbana holds it's Gornish. Madama ain Zike Kiknusa. So Maimer is Gornish. Maimer is the Rabbana. So the Achronim explain like this. It's Adam again. The Ritva brings them down. Klo. Avada, we're going with the same Londons that we said before. That when Shimon is dead, you can't take away from him. Because Lu Yitzir Shimon is dead, you can take away from him. Do Yibum now and take away from Shimon. Not the Shaila is Beseder. You can't take away from them. But what happened to the Zikah of Levi? Reuven, Eishes Reuven was Meshubah to Levi also. You can't take away Shimon. But Zikah Reuven to Levi is also a Zikah. The Torah says, while Shimon did a Maimar, so in the minute that Shimon does a Maimar, you know that you can't take her anymore. Because Maimer is koine, even if it's a suffer koine, you leave her. You leave it to your brother Shimon. So the same svar of the Rishonim, that when one is living and the other one does Yibum, kilo I'm moichel al maizike keknusa, when Shimon does a Maimer, the other brothers are meyayash from her, and when the meyayash from her becomes a zike keknusa only to Shimon. So now it's the Iraisa. So now, on zike keknusa, Maimer is garnish. All the Mishnayas, Maimer is garnish. Why am I? Because Maimer is the Rabbana. So what if Shimon did it? So what if I'm Miyash? I'm Miyash Ms. Morgan, she's not married. Lemandoma Zike Kiknusa, Be'etzem, everyone could grab her till the end. Everyone could chap, Zike Kiknusa. Now there's two brothers, it doesn't work. When one gives up, it becomes belongs to the other one. It sounds balabatish, and the Chaznish says, Vadobor Einoy Emes, after Ritva. He's not masking with it. But the Ritva says it. And the Hezber is a little bit, if you see the Rosh, and the Dorima and Dalet, the Rosh explains, what is Zikah Kiknusa? It says, it's Azevi Asach Zachin and Shas, Al Shem Soifoi. Kalaim Eli Gozus Domi. You have a Zika, and you have a Mitzvah Yibum, and Yibum is Baal Korcho. So, odd touch is you coming your wife. So, for sure, if there's no Zika Kiknusa, if there's no Zika Doiraisa, odd touch, I mean, someone is going to get married, it's Golnish. But if it's a Chalois, it's a Kinyan, and you could take her, and you don't have to ask her, you could do Yibum Baal Korcho, so it's already married from now. But in the minute that one of them is not planning to do it, so he doesn't have a Ziki Kiknusa. Ziki Kiknusa is Balebatish Betziruf Londes. Is the Hainu is Kinyonim. Valdis Kinyonim are Oymet to happen. The Oymet to happen is Kilo it happened. This is the Oymet in the Rishonim that when one does Yibum, it starts to be Ziki Kiknusa to the other one. The Evan, the Ziki Kiknusa is not real. It's Al Shem Seifo, it's a Chalois Dei Reise. The one that is giving up on it, the Mele loses his Chalik. As I said, the Ritva, but Rabbi, this is not the pashtus of the sugya, and it's a doichak to learn like this, because in all of the Rishonim, kimat mefurish, and as I said, loshon Ramban, lehediye, loshon Rashi, that leman de omar ye zike ve zike ke knuso, if Reuven dies and Shimon dies, Levi does yibum to one. And the Ramban and the Rashbo never said that you need a maimar. The Ritva says it. Rashi never mentioned it, in the Ritva it's not mentioned, in the Ramban is mefurish, not like that. Shalemando Omar Yezike Shtoyevomer Shenoflu Ruven Bishimen Levi Meyabim Leachas Vashniyo Pturo. As I state in the Ramban. So the Osamech says it, and the Ramosha says it. I'm saying, it's a Mefurish Ritva, as Edech Hazanish, the Magia learns Pshat in the Ritva. It's not only a Choinim, it's a Rishon, it's a Ritva. But I'm saying again, it's a Doichak, and it's not a Pashas HaRishonim. Pashas HaRishonim is Lemando Omar Ziki Keknuso, Ruven dies, Shimon dies, Levi does give him to one, and he's Yoitze. And the Shaila is, why? You're right that he can't take away from Shimon. But what happened to the Zikr of Reuven? So we have to come to the second Hesper. What is the second Hesper? The second Hesper, and this is the Pashtus. This is the Pashtus, and this is the Yashus. The Pashtus is Azay. The Pashtus is Azay. Avada Zikr Keknusa, like we started to say, how you could be married to one person? Ziki Kiknusa. Reuven dies and he has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Ziki Kiknusa to two? Well, Taki see me out in the Hemshech HaGemore, Asidoam and the Omar, that ain't Ziki Kiknusa to Stein. It's not Shaykh to be Ziki Kiknusa to Stein. How you could be Ziki Kiknusa to Stein? Married to two people? We hold the vow, yes, Ziki Kiknusa, even Bishtayim. Maskana say Gemara that even Lamed Omar is Zikre, but Bishtayim ain't Ziki Kiknusa. Okay, now we're going with Arda. We're going, yes, Ziki Kiknusa Kishtayim. What is the Pshat? Because everyone has potential that he will be the one. If I will do the Yibum in the end, the Mafreya, I will be the one. So while everyone has the Koyach to turn it over that he will be the one, so from now, both of them have Ziki Kiknusa. This is the Koyach of Ziki Kiknusa. While everyone of them has a koyach to turn it over, that he will be the one. So he's the one. So while everyone be koyach could finish the marriage. So this is the chiddush of Ziki Keknusa. I could marry you, keilu you my wife. I could marry you, you keilu my wife. After one of them dies, and we can't take it away from him, so the second brother cannot have any more Ziki Keknusa. While he cannot marry her to be only his wife, because he can't take away from the mess. So he can't finish up the Yibum. So he loses the Ziki Kiknusa. The Mele now it's only Ziki Kiknusa to the mess and not to the Chai. While you can't take it away from the mess, so the Mele it stays Ziki Kiknusa only to the mess and not to the Chai. You can't have Ziki Kiknusa that it will stay for two forever. Ziki Kiknusa is only while I could take it over, the Mele I have a Ziki Kiknusa. But while I cannot take it over, the Mele is no Ziki Kiknusa. What? We'll get to this Cheshbon, yes. So this is the second Hesbon. This one is Mekubal Be'etzem to learn. This is the reason the Rishonim didn't feel that they have to explain it even. The Rishonim just explained that from Shimon we can't Shem Elavek. If you can't take away from Shimon, you can't stay Ziki Kiknusa to Reuven. So Mele Reuven loses his Ziki Kiknusa and she's only Machma Shimon. So now when Shimon dies, Levi could do Yibum to one of them. And lefidem, zav b'shilta giboyrim la'aloche, and this is the right of this Hezbel, Reuven dies, and Shimon has kids. And Shimon dies. Reuven dies, He doesn't have kids. Shimon has kids. And Shimon dies. Now Levi could do Yibum or not? And Reuven dies, he doesn't have kids. Shimon has kids, and now Shimon is dead. Now Levi wants to do Yibum. So Teisha Shimon, he's for sure Potu. He's Potu also Teisha Reuven. While she became Ziki Kiknusa to Shimon, and he only could do Yibum now, Machma Shimon. And for Shimon, is no deen to do Yibum, because he has kids, she's Potu. So the first husband, I don't know, but the second husband is for sure like this. That Ziki Kiknusa says, the first husband was Tamid, and my mom, it's not but the first, Zadisho, the Gibbon, as they pass in the Ramon and Simon Kuf Nun Hei, that if Reuven dies without kids, and Shimon has kids, and Shimon dies, so Levi cannot do Yibum. Teisha Shimon, he Pasha doesn't do Yibum, because she has kids, and Teisha Reuven, he also doesn't do Yibum, while Teisha Reuven is skuka to Shimon, and only to Shimon, so she falls the Yibum only Machma Shimon. If she falls the Yibum only Machma Shimon, then you can't do Yibum. Pasha. So this is the second Hesbel. The third Hesbel that the Achronim wanted to say, Pshat in the Rishonim, again, to be Masbir, that the Rishonim had a kasha, let Levi to do Yibum, to Eishes Reuven al Reuven, and to Eishes Shimon al Shimon. And Reuven will be Mafkia, the Zikia for Knusa from Shimon, and the answer, you can't be Mafkia from Shimon, because after Shimon dies, you can't take away the Zikia for Knusa. The kasha was okay, so I can't take away the Zikia for Knusa from Shimon. But Lechure, what happened to the Zikia Keknusa from Reuven to Levi? So Lechure, what happens when I marry Eishes Shimon? But Eishes Reuven has to follow Yibum. Or how I could marry Eishes Reuven? Shizokuk also Machmas Reuven and also Machmas Shimon. Zogdeim Remoyshe. He says, Petech Advorim, Cheshei and Ches Yud. He says a Chidush. Chidush Otsu. This is what Yehuda tried to say. We bring Reis. Zogdim Remoyshe, if you can't take away the Zika Keknusa from Shimon, so she's Eishes Achiv Shimon. She's an Eishes Achiv Shimon. So she's an Erve. So if you want to make Yibum as Eishes Shimon, say it, you can take. But if you want to say, but say that, Eishes Shimon, I took someone else. Now I want to take her as Eishes Reuven. But she's Keknusa to Shimon. It's an Isur of Eishes Ach. So she becomes Potur Meyibu. Be'etzem you ask a kasha. The man Omar Zikir Keknusa, this is what the Rishonim asked the kasha. Two brothers could never do Yibum. Because when Reuven dies, how Shimon will do Yibum? She's married to Levi. How Levi will do Yibum? She's married to Shimon. Zogun the Rishonim, when Levi does Yibum, she's only married to him. When Shimon marries, he's only married to him. But here, if you can't take away Eisha Shimon, you can't disappear the Keknusa to Shimon. So Reuven dies, Reuven dies, Shimon dies. Now Levi wants to do Yibum to Eishes Reuven. So we tell him, but she's also married to Shimon. She's Eishes Ach. So Shimon died, but you already made a Yibum to Shimon, second wife. We'll start with the first normal case. Reuven dies, he has an Isha Rochel. Shimon dies, he has an Isha Leo. Levi wants to do Yibum, he says like this, I will take Eishes Shimon Leo as Shimon, and I want to take Eishes Reuven Rochel as Reuven. Zogin the Rishonim, you can't take her. Why you can't take her? Because she's also Eishes Shimon. So she's an Erve on you. If she's an Erve on you, so she's Erve, she's part of Michalitza, she's part of Yibum. The male Eishes Reuven is Nifka. Nochav. Reuven dies and Shimon dies, now is Levi around. Zog the Gemara Lemandoma Ziki Keknusa, you only take Eishes Shimon. Or only Eishes Reuven. We'll start with only Eishes Shimon. We ask the Kasha, okay, you took Eishes Shimon, Eishes Reuven is yelling, what with me? Zog the Rishonim, the Ziki Keknusa, she's Zokuk to Shimon. Say that, but she's also Zokuk from Reuven to Levi. So you took the first, the second wife of Shimon, but the Levi is yelling, you're right, you can't take this appear. I have Chalitza. I need Yibum, that's Reuven. The Torah says, but you're Eishes Shimon. You are Arias, I can't take you. What? Eishes Shach, I'm doing Yibum as Eishes Shach. No, Chabor. She's not a half of Elba, she's a complete Elba. No, Chabor. Reuven is married to Isha in the name of Rochel. Shimon is married to Isha in the name of Leah. Both of them die. Levi comes, he takes Eishes Leah. He take Esher Shimon. He knows Shimon is very clear that he could take. Shimon died, he's taking. Now, Rochel comes, what with me? So we tell her, you know, you were Knusa to Shimon, I was Yaitzer already. She says, I was also Knusa to Shimon, but I'm also Zokuk al Tzruven. I need Chalitza al Tzruven, I want to do al Tzruven. So we tell her, but Val, you're also the wife of Shimon. I can't make a beer to you. You Eishes Ach to me, on a mitzvah Yibum. Shimon already, I did a Yibum. So b'meli you Eishes Ach, you are Elva from Shimon. If you are Elva from Shimon, how I will thank you? Why is that true? How I will thank you? What? What do you mean every case? If it's no Zika Kiknusa, so she's not married to Shimon. She's only married to Rochel. So Shayna Mikach Shlishi, if I'm taking Shimon, but I'm not, as Shimon I can't take you anymore. Because I really did a Yibum to Shimon, I didn't Yibum to Leah. I need to take you directly now as Eishes Reuven. Shimon is disturbing. If I'm taking you as Shimon, so I'm late already. As Shimon I did already Yibum. If I want to marry you as Eishes Shimon, because I have a mitzvah Yibum, so I already made a Yibum to Shimon's wife. I want to make Yibum now to who? To Eishes Reuven. How I will do Yibum to Eishes Reuven? She's the Eishes Sach, if Shimon. What? Shimon is dead already. But because Shimon already, I married Leah. Shimon, I was Yaitzer the mitzvah Yibum. Now this lady has a problem. She has an Erve of Eishes Shimon. And on Shimon I can. Shimon I did already Yibum. If she has the Erve of Eishes Shimon, so the Erve patos me Yibum v'chalitza. Now, okay, so the person will say, you know what? I will start different. I will take Rochel first. I will take Rochel first. And then I will take Shimon. He said, one second, you took Rochel, but she's also Eishes Shimon. How you took her? No, I did Yibum for Shimon. Ah, you did Yibum for Shimon. So you can't take the second wife of Shimon. Decide. When you took the first one, if you take Eishes Reuven first, how you take her? Then it says, no, I could do Yibum also to Shimon. Ah, you want to be Yaitz everything. So you Yaitz everything, so you can't take. If you want to take her not as Eishes Shimon, she's an Erve. If you want to take her as Eishes Shimon, so you can't do another Yibum to Eishes Shimon. So in Marvshach, you only could do Yibum to one. If you take Eishes Reuven, we tell you, hey, she's Eishes Shimon. So, no, I was Yaitz Shimon. Ah, you Yaitz Shimon. So you can't do Yibum anymore. I'll Shimon. Why I can't do you? What? She's not as Eishes Shimon. She's not a tzoras erva. As because Shimon is allowed to have two wives.
But Leah, who is only married to Shimon, I can't marry.
So maybe she will never fall to Yibum. Fuck yes, she should be popped.
So I should only be allowed to marry either Eishes Reuven or nobody.
I hear what you're asking. You have to ask Cheshbon. I'm not sure. Zog Reb Nochem, even that it's a shei necha, this is nisht emes. It's nisht emes. Not nisht emes because of the cheshbonus. Maybe we can argue also the cheshbonus. Zog Reb Nochem is a posh to a small little problem with this shikl teire. Even that the Imre Moshe zog this with the gan tashem. There's also one problem in the cheshbon, if we have time. It's something in the cheshbon doesn't fit here exactly. Aber lama zogin that the cheshbon fits. Zog Reb Nochem, it's wrong twice. First, Zagdim Nochem is no, it's not Eishes Sach really. Why? If Shimon dies, stop. Reuven and Shimon and Levi. Shimon dies, he has 10 wives. And you do Yibum to one of them. Now you want to do a beer with the rest. What is the Aveira that you have? What? Machleges Rabbeinu Berish Lakish. Daf Yud Aleph. Rabbeinu Lamar Be'ese. Ba'isech Udubayne Ve'nubayne Shtei Batim. It's only a Ese. It's not a lab. It's not a chorus. Shlokish says that it's a chorus. Rabbi Yechonon says it's a eser. So if she's a eser, so she doesn't patu. She's chai ve'eser. She will need chalitza. It's not a Eishes Sach. It's not emes. If a zeh buy that she's Eishes Shimon and Shimon dies, state in the Gemara that when you do Yibum to one, the other one doesn't have a chorus. He forgot the Rabbi Yechonon. So Hashem is tickled there, but God is a Gemara in the Yud Aleph, that if 10 Yibomas fall, the Maizah the Eishes Sach lefi Rabbi Yechonon goes off, and it never comes back, and sells it. Why is Zika Knusa going with the Shlokish? אז איפה רגע דרב נוחה? אתה שאלה שתקלטי לי, אבל זה נשת אמס עשידו האיש הסך. זה לא שוב, זה איש הסך, זה לא אמס האיש הסך. זה לא אמס האיש הסך. לפי רבי יחדו. אבל, זאת רב נוחם אונדן, could be as a problem. זה תיססריד, I don't remember where זה תיססריד, אבל תיססריד here in the sugya, זאת זה תיססריד, זה חידוש. Before we had a תיססריד, אני מרמי ששתית נשת הזה, אין קרן אוירה שתית נשת הזה, אבל זה תיססריד says, that a dover poshut אצלי. That even the man the Omar Ziki Kiknusa, she's not a relacious ish. The man the Omar Ziki Kiknusa, she's not a relacious ish. Zokter Azei, the man the Omar Ziki Kiknusa, if the Yavama goes in Mizana, she's Chayav Misa. What says in Gan Shas Kiddushin Tefsin be Yavama, it's not the man the Omar Ziki Kiknusa. The whole sugya before that, if you mekadesh the sister, it works. It's again ziki keknusa. What from yud zayin biz yud ches is the loike yud ches biz yud tes? Now the Gemara says ziki keknusa, so she's married, so you can't marry the sister. The sugya before we explain Rashba, Ramban, Ritva. It's a little bit we made it the kiddushin atoyfes, kiddushin mafkim zika, ain mafkim zika. You could marry the sister. Pitom the sugya here switched. That leman the omer ziki keknusa, she's mamish married to him. We made it in ishtava tzuret. אבל אני שמסתף. זוג דתי ססריד, זיקה כקנוסו בייבום, סיהס כאילו she's married to him, ומאלה סיהס מצוא בהתר. אבל רבדש, עבד הקידוש של טייפסים. עבדש is not a relacious ish. If she's not a relacious ish, and קידוש של טייפסים, זוג דם נורם, so she's not a relacious ach. So she for sure will not part with all the lady. What is the name of the Shesvah? That the Eishas Ruven cannot do Yibum, because she's also Eishas Achiv Shimon. She's not a real Eishas Achiv Shimon. Behilchis Yibum, Kiilu she's Eishas Achiv Shimon. Kiilu she's ready, Kiknusa to Shimon, and now she falls, we don't know what it means, but she falls Machma Shimon. But it's only Behilchis Yibum she falls Machma Shimon. What? Imre Moshe said, about it's Eishas Achiv, the Kiran Oyo said. What? It can be because the whole sugya is before we said that the Yavama Kiddushin Tefsin be Yavama Lashuk. Kiddushin Tefsin be Yavama Lashuk. She's not a Arve. So what Manoma Ziki Kiknusa is Cholik and the whole sugya is before? The whole sugya is before Switchna? Loyala Aladas? Loyala Aladas? What the Teretz is, Ziki Kiknusa, like we said, yes, Zike. Ravada, it helps me the Reise, Ziki Kiknusa. But man, there's no mocking for this whole Shnekul Teire that the Eishas Ach from Shimon will partner Eishas Ruven. But if you marry Eishas Ruven, you have to marry your old Shimon. So the man, this whole Shnekul Teire, it's a shver as Ach to say, and I see the Erve do. See the Erve from the Eishas Ach. There's one more hesber though, maybe we'll leave it for later. I want to go to the next chelek of the Rishon. The Ramban and the Rashba, both of them ask a kasha. Maybe if you may iron inside in a veinik, we'll see that maybe it's another oimek to the kasha. But we'll start to take the kasha the way the Ramban puts the kasha. I think in the Rashba, steht noch der mashtikel more tiefkeit in this kasha. Frag the Ramban a kasha. Who told the Gemara such a glatte Sach? Who told the Gemara that leman da omer zike kiknuso Reuven dies and Shimon dies, that stays zike kiknuso to Shimon, and we said you can't take it away from Shimon, and Memele she's married to Shimon, and Memele we said now that Levi only does a Yibum to Shimon because zike kiknuso. Maybe zike kiknuso is only if the person in the end did Yibum, so lemafreya zike kiknuso. When a person dies, mechetesed is a zike kiknuso. Who told the Gemara to say such a zach that ziki kiknuso is even if the person is dead? Maybe ziki kiknuso is if he did yibum in the end, misbar le mafreya that ziki kiknuso. But if a person didn't do yibum in the end, we'll say ziki kiknuso. And I will explain the oimek of the Rishonim's kasha. The Rishonim say like this: what was the case that Reb Shimon said at its mutar? Yibem ve'achar kach noilat, oy noilat ve'achar kach yibem. Dainu, oh, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Reuben is dead. Shimon does Yibum, and then Levi is born. Oh, Reuben is dead. Levi is born. Shimon does Yibum, and Shimon dies. So Levi could do Yibum, Mikrayach Shimon. In both of these cases, Shimon did Yibum. Just the Chiddush is not only Yibum ve'acharkach Noilat, even Noilat ve'acharkach Yibum. Oh, but Shimon did Yibum. And of them stated in the Mishnah, that when Shimon does Yibum, Sai Yibum ve'acharkach Noilat, Sai Noilat ve'acharkach Yibum, Levi could take over. Levi could take over. Sai Yibum ve'acharkach Noilat, Sai Noilat ve'acharkach Yibum. Oh, but lo yetzuyer, Reuben dies, and Shimon dies. To say Zikin k'knusa to Shimon? So now when Levi comes, we tell him she's already married to Shimon? Maybe Zikin k'knusa is only if in the end Yibum came out of it. So Reb Shimon was mechadesh that if Reuben dies and Levi is born and then Shimon does Yibum, Zikin k'knusa k'ilu the whole time she was married to Shimon, so there's no nesro to Levi. So b'meile, when Shimon dies, Levi could take it over. Not only if Shimon did Yibum and then Levi is born, is no nesro. Even if Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum, of a Zikin k'knusa, she's k'ilu married the whole time to Shimon. But only if in the end Shimon taken the Yibum. Of a loyotzir, Shimon is dead? To say Zikin k'knusa even b'chaygatna? Again, we know that Zikin k'knusa from Reb Shimon. Now Reb Shimon said, not only Yibum v'achakach noilad, that Levi was born after Shimon did Yibum, so is no nesro. Even if Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum, if Shimon does Yibum later, Val Zikin k'knusa, ki'ilu she was married the whole time to Shimon. So if ki'ilu she's married the whole time to Shimon, so there's no nesro. But it's only if the pshat is, if Shimon in the end did Yibum. But if Shimon never did Yibum, mechet eise, azay frek the Ramban. If you would not say Zikin k'knusa, if you would say that Zikin k'knusa is only if you did Yibum in the end, but if you didn't do Yibum in the end, there's no Zikin k'knusa. If you didn't do Yibum in the end, there's no Zikin k'knusa. Zok the Ramban. So even if you did Yibum in the end, it's Nesro. Even if you did Yibum in the end, it's Nesro. Dainu, if you will say that Zikin k'knusa is only in the case, dainu, Reuben is born, what Reb Shimon said? Reuben is born, and then Reuben dies, and then Levi is born. Zog Reb Shimon, if Shimon does Yibum, Levi could come mikoyach Shimon. I nesro, Zikin k'knusa, the whole time she was married to Shimon. So not only if Levi was born after Shimon did Yibum, even if Levi is born before the Yibum, va Zikin k'knusa, kilu the whole time, she's married to Shimon. Zog the Ramban, lo yetzur, you will say that on the tzad that Shimon in the end dies is no Zikin k'knusa. So when Levi is born, he doesn't know if Shimon will die or not. So it's nesro. You write that in the end Shimon did Yibum, and in the end lemafreya you found out that she was Zikin k'knusa the whole time and she was never nesro. But when Levi was born, he didn't know if Shimon will die or not. Maybe Shimon will die before the Yibum. So b'shas that Levi is born is nesro. Al Kochuch, even if Shimon will die, will stay Zikin k'knusa. So the Mele was never Nesro. The Rashba says the same Raya. The Rashba says like this. Yishlema mishum de svire lei dilo yisei me'ochi not no lifnei shtayim velo yibmu v'meisu te'asuro lezeh shenoilad. If you will say that it's also, the male will be nesro. The Amr is the Rashbo. If you will say that you don't say Zike Kiknuso only if in the end he did Yibum, but if he didn't do Yibum, you don't say Zike Kiknuso. Im ken af b'shekonas toimar dehavele yevomo shenesro b'shas nefilo. V'kol yevomo shenikoyre b'shas nefilo yevomo yovo yoleo havele keish esach sheyesh labonim. So zog de Rashbo achim in the Rambam. That what is the raya from the Gemara that Zike Kiknuso is miyat, even if the person will die? What is the longest? I know the svar of the Ramban and the Rashbam, the question was that Zike Kiknuso is mistaber if in the end he did Yibum. So the pshat is, Zike Kiknuso from the beginning. But if in the end he didn't do Yibum, so she was never oimed to Yibum, mechatei to say Zike Kiknuso. Zog the Rashbam and the Ramban one vote. It can't be that Zike Kiknuso is only the person that Yibum. Because if not, when Reuven dies and Levi is born, so it's Nesro. So even if Shimon does Yibum in the end, Levi can't take over after it, because it's Nesro. V'meile al kol choch, that Zike Kiknuso is Miyah. And this is the Rashbam and the Ramban. The Ritva brings down the Rashbam and the Ramban. So the Ritva, he doesn't understand the Rashbam and Ramban's Rai. Yes, Metalzim. Can find the noobs. The Sripa, I'll say Balpe. Zog the Ritva. Sinishtemes. Zog the Ritva Sinishtemes. If in the end he does Yibum, so is Mizbar le Mafreya, that was a Zike Kiknuso. So is Mizbar le Mafreya, that she was never Neso. Was Zog the Rashbam and the Ramban? That has to be that even if he dies, it will be Zike Kiknuso, because if you will tell me that if Shimon dies, it's no Zike Kiknuso, so even if Shimon does Yibum, you can't say that she's mutter to Reb Shimon. Levi is mutter, why? Because B'shas Nefili she was Nesro, because you didn't know if he will die or not. B'men is like the Rashbam and the Ramban, it's Smuchach, that what? That Zike Kiknuso is even if he's dead. So like the Ritva, what is the Shaychus? If he dies, Take, Lemafreya is no Zike Kiknuso. If he does Yibum in the end, Lemafreya is a Zike Kiknuso. So if Reuven dies, and Levi is born, if Shimon dies, Taki Levi can do Yibum. But if Shimon does Yibum, is Nisbar and Mafreya that was a Zike Kiknuso, and she was never Nesro. So we have a series of Dike Machlekes. Rashbo and Ramban and Ritva. The Rashbo and the Ramban learn that if a person was Osur Misofek, even that in the end you find out Lemafreya that she was a Zike Kiknuso, while in the beginning B'shas Nefila you didn't know, is Nesro. And the Ritva says it's no Nesro. While in the end, if you do Yibum, you find out that the Zike Kiknuso. So if Lemafreya you do Yibum, you find out that she was a Zike Kiknuso. She was a never Nesro. Shaila is, what's the Machlekes though? What's the Machlekes? That the Rashbam and the Ramban learn that has to be the Zike Kiknuso even if he dies. Because if not, even if in the end he does Yibum, but while you didn't know that he will do Yibum, now she was Nesro. And the Ritva says, so what? But if in the end he did Yibum, Lemafreya is Mizbarer, that she was never Nesro. So the Keren Oiro zogt Hashem Machlekes, and it's Hashem Morgan, will be Mazri Klo, what's the Machlekes? How did Gemara know? Shimon didn't speak about that.